Hi, this is Sarah Gardam here at Thacker Pass with the Protect Thacker Pass campaign. I'm here with Michael Skolnick, and he is a previous researcher for the Great Basin Institute. And he has heard about what we're doing here, is upset that some of the research that GBI did seems to have been misused in creating the Federal Environmental Impact Statement, or FEIS, that the BLM has accepted from Lithium Americas. So I wanted to ask him a few questions and just get his unique perspective on what's going on in this area and with this proposed mine and with our resistance to it here, what his point of view might be on these things. So thanks for sitting down with me, Michael. And I'm just curious, could you tell us a little bit about the type of work you did for the Great Basin Institute and when that was and what you found most interesting about that work?
We have study sites all over northern Nevada for long-term monitoring projects, which is basically like part of the long-term care of ecosystems. You need to build a picture over time of how the land has changed and how sensitive or resilient it is to disturbance. And so what we would do is we'd go out in teams and we'd either go to pre-selected study sites or we'd be assigned some random GPS points to establish new sites. And we would look at things like the plant species diversity, the soil type and condition, hydrologic function, which is basically just where water goes and how it behaves on that landscape. We look at indicators of disturbance, such as, wind scour and, wind erosion, water erosion, compaction of the soil. Obviously the makeup of it has something to do. And grazing, if it's been well grazed by wildlife or by cattle. And so that all helps build a picture of the health of the ecosystem.
Yeah, thanks for that, Michael. And so you were just mentioning to me in another conversation that geographical information systems have enabled access to a whole bunch of information at study sites all around this area, or the GIS information is drawn from those sites. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And you said there was a noticeable lack of information on Humboldt County. Is that correct?
It's what I've heard from someone who's already on the case, who's done investigative work as far as actually, covertly establishing air quality monitors, because apparently Humboldt County does not do regular water quality or air quality testing.
Very interesting. And Michael, you've reviewed the FEIS on your own time. I know you're no longer with GBI, but you've reviewed it on your own time out of interest and concern for how the data is being used. And what stood out to you most about the FEIS as you reviewed it?
That it didn't seem specific enough. I've never written one, granted, but this one in particular, some of the issues that they brought up, of course, they describe the issue, but they describe it only in a universal sense. Like this is why water quality is important. This is why air quality is important. This is why, mitigation of pollutants produced on site is important. But they didn't seem to go into enough detail about the specific area, which is Thacker Pass. And they also present alternatives, obviously, to their proposed plan of action with Lithium Nevada, which is, standard procedure. So it's either, we go with their plan of action, go with one or two alternatives, or, the third option is always, we're not going to build the mine, so none of that matters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. And based on what you've seen and heard about our resistance to the mine here, do you have any ideas about tactics or things to emphasize in this resistance effort?
Well, I would emphasize that I think it's paramount that, you know, the people in the immediate vicinity of the mine, so, you know, in Orovada and the two indigenous communities,
Pyramid Lake and McDermott.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's actually Fort McDermott is the reservation name. Yeah.
Yes. It's imperative that they understand how the mine will affect them. And if it's in best interest to oppose it on the grounds of, you know, how it's going to affect human health and the health of wildlife, they have everyone behind them. It seems so far like there's enough momentum in Orovada and Winnemucca, and, you know, enough support from people out of state, support from grassroots activism groups, advocacy groups, legal advocacy groups, that there may be a chance to demonstrate that the BLM did not take into consideration everything that they put down on paper. There's also the matter of stuff they didn't put down on paper, which has mostly to do with how their specific methods for this mine produce sulfuric acid. And of course, they list alternatives for managing that waste, you know, taking it offsite. But of course, there's always a chance that could enter the water supply. So there's that, you know, that third alternative is don't do it. It's do it right or don't do it at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what's your sense of the proposed mining method? Do you think it's likely that the proposed method will pollute the ground, water, the soil, the air in this area?
Well, there's a lot more, well, not obviously, okay, I shouldn't say, but open pit mining in particular is the more invasive method. And I suppose they determined that it would be open pit because of the, you know, the clay soil in the area. It was their determination based on the type of ecosystem this is, the type of soil and, you know, the further down. But yes, open pit is very invasive. They're going to have a lot to manage, including particulates and air pollution with scrubbers is what the situation is. Sulfuric acid and what's left over from the absorption of it. They're having these like cakes and other tailings left behind from the extraction process. And so they're going, if they do go through with it, they're going to have to manage those, you know, to the letter, obviously.
Thanks, Michael. That's really useful information. And it's great to have your perspective on this as a researcher. You know, we hope you'll come back and spend more time with us here. And yeah, we'd like to be in further conversation about the FEIS and what's missing or distorted in that document. Thanks again, and we look forward to seeing you again here at Thacker Pass.
And thank you. It's been an enlightening experience being out here.